Chapter 2. English prepositions beginning with the letters C through F. This is a comprehensive listing of the most common English prepositions beginning with the letters C through F. The prepositions are followed by a usage explanation. After each explanation, there are examples to help reinforce the correct use of the preposition in common English sentences. Common English prepositions beginning with the letters C through F. Below, we will discuss the commonly used prepositions beginning with the letters C through F. Let's begin. Close to. Close to is used to express nearness or nearby, almost. Examples. Where is the shopping mall? The shopping mall is close to the park. Next example. I am very close to my family. Another example. I received close to 100 emails this morning, meaning almost 100 emails. I'm tired of spam. Despite, in spite of, is used with a similar meaning to even though or notwithstanding. Examples. Despite the rain, we will still have a picnic. Another example. He did well on the exam, despite the difficult questions. Another example. He can kick a soccer ball hard despite the fact that he has weak legs. Down. Down is used with a similar meaning to along when talking about travel. Examples. We walked down the road for about 2 miles and then stopped at the lake. Another example. My friend drove down the highway at about 100 miles per hour. I was really scared. Down is used to talk about going from a higher place to a lower place. Examples. The divers went down to the bottom of the lake. Another example. He was playing cards with his friends and he was losing money. He threw the cards down on the table in anger. During. During is used in expressions of time, meaning within a period of time or meaning at the same time as something else is happening. Examples. I wrote my friend an email during the morning break within a period of time. Another example. I got up during the show and bought my girlfriend some popcorn at the same time as the show was occurring. Far from. Far from is used to talk about distance with the meaning that something is located a long way apart from something else. Examples. The airport was far from the city center. Another example, everyone moved far away from the entrance so that other people could enter the room easily. 4. Use for in conversation to indicate a special purpose for something or someone. Examples, he uses a motorcycle for transportation. Another example, she wears that outfit for the beach. Another example. Do you give a gift to your girlfriend when she gets a good grade on her exams? No, I usually don't give gifts for that reason. Another example. My friend gave me a gift for Christmas. Another example. We wore costumes for Halloween. Use for in conversation to talk about time, usually length of time or to indicate future time. Examples. I have been in New York for 3 months. Length of time. I have been studying English for 2 years. Length of time. Another example. I am studying now for the test next week. Future time. Use for to express who or what is the recipient. Examples. They played the song for him. Another example. My wife has a gift for me. Another example. The engineer has some information for his boss. Another example. I bought the gas for the car. Use for to explain the reason or benefit of doing something. Examples. The student apologized for getting a bad grade. Reason. Another example. The woman was paid for cleaning the house. Reason. Another example. The boy was scolded for stealing the apple. Reason. Another example. We go surfing for fun. Benefit. Another example. We speak English to everyone for practice. Benefit. Use for to talk about financial transactions. Examples. Apples are 5 for £3. Another example. After he repaired the woman's car, he handed her a bill for $1,000. Another example. How much does he get paid? He works for $10 an hour. Use for to express an unusual talent or sense. Examples. Marco can sing any song just by listening to it. He has an ear for music. Another example. That woman has an eye for good art. She buys and sells art for an art gallery. Use for to express an unusual fact. Examples. That woman has big feet for such a small person. Another example. Boy, it's really cold for July. There are other uses for the word for in English phrasal verbs and in English expressions or idioms. Please refer to our book, Beyond Phrasal Verbs. From. From can be used in expressions of time. Examples. The advanced English course runs from April 1st through April 30th. From, in this example, has the meaning of beginning on. Another example. The celebration runs from 5 p.m. on. Meaning, from 5 p.m. until unknown time in the future. We will see the exhibit 1 month from today. Meaning, 1 month's time beginning today. From can be used to indicate where something came from. Source. Examples. I got a letter from my friend in China. Another example. Peaches come from Georgia. Another example. The brother and sister get money from their parents. Another example. He doesn't come from Europe. He comes from South Africa. From can be used to indicate source plus separation. Examples. She borrowed money from her friend. The friend was the source and money was separated from her and was lent to her friend. Another example. The scientists tried to protect the whales from harm. separating the whales from harm. From can be used to indicate distance and separation away. Examples: my aunt lives 25 miles from here. Another example: New York City is 2,905 miles from San Francisco. Another example: the racing cars raced past us and then disappeared from view very quickly. From is used in discussing math, especially subtraction. Examples: 2 from 4 equals 2. Another example: 100 from 1,000 equals 900. From can answer the question why. From can mean because of. Examples: why are they tired? They are tired from running all day. Another example: why are they so overweight? They are overweight from eating too much. From can be used to talk about what something is made of. Examples: the sweater was made from wool. Another example: the shoes were made from leather. Another example: the apple tree was grown from a seed. From can be used to talk about position in relation to something or someone else, usually referring to viewing or listening. Examples: we can see the fireworks from our window. Another example: I could hear the speech from the back of the room. There are other uses for the word from in English phrasal verbs and English expressions or idioms. Please refer to our book, Beyond Phrasal Verbs. Chapter 2 Review. Prepositions beginning with the letters C through F. Instructions: read and/or listen carefully to the sentences below. Decide whether the use of the preposition is correct or incorrect. If incorrect, which of these prepositions best fits the sentence? Close to, despite, down, during, far from, for, from. The answers can be found at the bottom of this page. Let's begin. Number 1. Go down the road for about 3 miles and then turn left at the red light. Correct or incorrect? Number 2. A student raised his hand close to the class and asked a question. Correct or incorrect? Number 3. The library is far from the school building. Correct or incorrect? Number 4. The workers use the machine except digging the earth. Correct or incorrect? Number 5. Jean received an email close to her friend in Spain. Correct or incorrect? Number 6. The members of the soccer team are tired from the workout. Correct or incorrect? Number 7. Despite the bad weather, our team won the match. Correct or incorrect? Number 8. I went for a swim during the afternoon. Correct or incorrect? Number 9. Alex borrowed money down Tricia. Correct or incorrect? Number 10. The company sells products for a profit. Correct or incorrect? Here are the answers to the above sentences. Number 1 is correct. Number 2 is incorrect. Should be during. Number 3 is correct. Number 4 is incorrect. This should be 4. Number 5, incorrect. This should be from. Number 6 is correct. Number 7 is correct. Number 8 is correct. Number 9, incorrect, should be from. Number 10 is correct. This ends Chapter 2, Section 3.